Well, I watched the tape, and I want to say that we did some good things in the game. We had some guys that played well. I thought that Croy Bierman played well. I thought that Matt Bosher punted the ball well, and I thought Corey Peters played exceptionally well. In regards to the offensive line, we gave up way too many sacks, and oftentimes people want to try to pinpoint it on one person. That's not the case. Unless you know what the protection is, know what the front is, and know who's responsible for who on twist and such, you can't blame one person. It's a unit, and the unit didn't play very well through the first half and their first series in the second half. And we've got to get better. We can't have our quarterback hit that mat many times. We also have to make sure that they're not just physical things that we have to correct, but there's mental things as well. So they're all correctable. We gave up way too many hits, but that's really my take after watching the tape four or five times.
And mental stuff like that, when it comes to picking up studs and stuff, is that stuff that gets fixed mostly in the film room, or is that something that you also do out here?
Both places. You're always working mentally in the film room, but on the football field, you got to work mentally as well. Some guys take it better from watching it on tape or in the meeting room. There's other guys that can handle it better here on the field. But the most important thing is that we can handle it on the field. And again, as a unit, we did not play up to our standards in the first half as an offensive line. But it's all correctable. It wasn't one person. It was the entire unit.
Robert Alford had the pick. How did you grade him out? Not specifically, but, you know, how did he look?
I think Robert, as I said after the game, he got put into a situation where he was put into the game on the second or third play of the ball game. Great learning experience for him. He did some things that I think were positives, but there were some things that we've got to correct, both just like our offensive line, both mentally and physically. But at the same time, guys, what you see on that film isn't always what actually happened. And what I mean by that is there's coverages where there's leverages that people are expecting help from, and there's times that it comes and there's times that it doesn't. And the guy that is closest to the ball is not always the guy that's responsible for giving up big plays. And unless you know what the coverage is, you really don't have a feel for that. But I thought it was a learning experience. Robert's going to have to play better. He's a young guy that we're counting on. But I think it was a great learning experience for him. And it will pay dividends down the road.
Encourage Asante will be back by week one?
Yes. Feel like the guys that left the game and Asante left the game, Paray Jerry left the game. Paray was back out here on the field today. We anticipate Asante will be back for the Saints game.
What about Roddy?
Yes, Roddy is on schedule to be back for the Saints game.
You know, Coach Cutter intimated when we were asking him about Holmes and Schrader last week or so. He said, you know, when we actually install a real game plan, there's going to be help. We're going to put in.
Absolutely.
In preseason, really, is so
absolutely
vanilla.
Absolutely. When you say that you're game planning, you're going through the process of game planning. As I said last week, you want to see what your guys can do and what your guys can handle, not only on the offensive side, but the defensive side as well. You're going to know that there's going to be matchups that you're going to like, and there's going to be matchups that you're going to be concerned about. And when you have those matchups that you're concerned about, that's what a coach's job is to put people in positions where they can be successful. And we didn't show, and through the preseason, we won't show all of the things that we've been working on the offseason. There's 31 other teams that are doing the same thing. It'll be the fun part of the opening weekend to see all the new wrinkles that all the teams across the league are going to be using.
Is Matt Bryant's status?
Excuse me?
Matt Bryant.
Matt Bryant is still working with the trainers, and we anticipate that he'll be ready to go for the opening game.
Have you seen enough this preseason to encourage you that your front seven will be able to get to the quarterback with more consistency this year?
I thought that, as I said, I thought Croy Bierman rushed the quarterback well this past game, as well as Corey Peters, and I am confident. Again, there's different ways that you can manufacture a pass rush. You can do it with four-man rushes, five-man rushes, and that's our job. Hopefully we'll be able to put enough pressure on with four-man that we're not having to manufacture too often, but you got to end up trying to beat protections.
ask you about Alford, you know, stepping in and having the opportunities with Sante going out. How are Drew Davis and Kevin Cohn, you know, with Roddy not being in there, how did they look?
I thought we didn't catch the ball as well with those two guys. We had a couple mental errors. And those guys have been around here for a couple of years. But we got good play out of Drew Davis last year.
Right.
And I think he's continuing to progress. And their role as the fourth and fifth receiver, I think they're very solid in those roles.
Typically, your starters don't play in this fourth game. But will there be any exceptions this week?
Our plan is to do just what we've done in the past. Okay, we're not going to change how we've done it. We've never had a game where we've gone out there and made a statement that the starters aren't going to play, but we're going to play the game this week in terms of our substitution pattern, just like we have the last two or three years.
How did Brady Ewing look?
I thought Brady did a nice job in his first action coming back. He was able to help us and get some snaps, not only, I think, 14 snaps, I believe, on offense and defense, and then he also, on offense, and then he had some snaps on special teams as well, because Brady's going to be a contributor for us on special teams.